From Washington, this is VOA News. A teenage boy bombs a French cultural center in Kabul. Violence follows the funeral of a Palestinian official. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. A suicide bomber, a teenager, attacked a performance at the French Cultural Center in Kabul today. At least one person was killed. France's foreign minister says several people were killed, though none of them were French. A senior Afghan official identified one of the dead as a German citizen. Afghan authorities believe the bomber was about 16 years of age and had hidden explosives in his clothing before entering the crowded auditorium on the grounds of the French-financed Iskallal High School. Also today, the Taliban claimed responsibility for a bus bombing that killed six soldiers. Palestinians fought with Israeli troops today following the funeral of a cabinet minister who died in a confrontation with Israeli security forces. Thousands of people gathered in Ramallah for the funeral procession of Ziad Abu Ain. Chen Kugel is the head of the National Institute of Forensic Medicine and witnessed the autopsy.
The findings of the autopsy were that the cause of death was a subintimal hemorrhage under an atherosclerotic plaque in the coronary arteries. In people's language, it means a heart attack.
An Israeli defense spokesman said the military is investigating. The International Criminal Court says Ivory Coast must hand over Simone Gbagbo, the wife of former President Laurent Gbagbo, to face charges of genocide from the country's civil war. The ICC issued a statement today summoning the former First Lady to court, although Ivory Coast has refused to turn her over to the court. This is VOA News. CIA Director John Brennan held a press conference today to speak about the recent Senate report detailing instances of abuses against terrorism suspects.
CIA officers' actions that did comport with the law and policy should neither be criticized nor conflated with the actions of the few who did not follow the guidance issued. At the same time, none of these lapses should be excused, downplayed, or denied. In some instances, we simply fail to live up the standards that we set for ourselves, that the American people expect of us.
Former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney says the CIA did exactly what the White House wanted it to do in setting up the interrogation program, but human rights activists are calling for the prosecution of officials involved in the CIA's use of extreme interrogation methods. Authorities in Hong Kong have begun a final push to clear barricades and encampments from streets outside government offices in the port city. Bill Ide reports.
Hong Kong authorities had voiced concerns about possible violence as they moved to clear tents and barricades from the city streets and end the biggest protests the Chinese government has seen in more than two decades. That did not happen. Those who did stay were arrested by police. Public disapproval of the methods protesters have used does not necessarily equal opposition to what they are fighting for, the right to select and elect their top leader without any interference from Beijing. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Russian and Indian officials today signed new agreements on nuclear power and military cooperation. The signing came during a visit to New Delhi by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko is pleading with Russia to remove its troops from eastern Ukraine. President Poroshenko made his comments today at the outset of a three-day visit to Australia, a key Western ally. Two explosions have shaken the central Nigerian city of Jos, killing at least 31 people. The cause of the blasts was not immediately clear. They occurred near the site of a May bombing that took 118 lives. The U.S. Navy says it has, for the first time, successfully tested an experimental laser weapon aboard a deployed ship in the Persian Gulf. The Office of Naval Research has released a video showing the weapon in action. During the test, the Navy says the system performed flawlessly. The capital of China's ethnically divided Xinjiang region has banned the public wearing of head coverings traditionally worn by Muslim women. State media in Urumqi reported today that the local Communist Party leaders approved the burqa ban during a meeting of the government's standing committee. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.